Bank of Cardiff, this is Jaw.
Jaw, where in the world did you get a name like Jaw?
It's so unique.
This is David Self calling out some kind of...
Oh, hey, how are you?
It's a family. Is this a family name or...
Actually, kind of. My little so-so for Chinese, we have three characters in our name. The first character is our last name, which mine is Chen, and then my middle character is Jia, and then my last character is my middle name, which is Wen. But usually when you have siblings, your middle character is the same. So my brother actually has the same first name as me in our U.S. names, I guess you can say.
That's just too
confusing. We're both Jia.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. I say it kind of like...
Ask. I don't mean to be rude, and I don't...
No worries.
I've never had an opportunity to hear that name, and I look at it, and I said, I've got to ask. So it's pretty cool. When it rolls
thank you.
So when you and your brother, I mean, your mother go Jaw 1, Jaw 2, or what's the deal, or she really call you by the name that got your attention?
Well, she calls it by a Chinese name, so it's two characters when you call someone. It's like Jaw Wen or Jaw Jin, which is my brother's name, Jaw Jin.
I see. Well, that's
cool.
So were you born here in the States?
No, I was actually born in China. I came here when I was two. So, I mean, people say that it's basically like I'm born here.
Well, you don't have an accent like I have. I was born and bred here in Texas, so we have a whole different accent. Yours is very nice.
Thank you.
All over the place. So.
Yeah, well, sometimes my Asian accents comes out, certain words.
Well, you get it honestly, so it's no big deal. So, you know, kind of way it is. First of all, how rude of me. Did I catch you at a good or a bad time?
No, it's good. Just had lunch, so we're all good.
So, let's see, 3 hours different. So it's 1:20 out there. I mean, it's 20 minutes.
1:30
or whatever it is.
Something like that, yeah.
So... Yeah. Where are you in California? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego, California.
Well, I went to San Diego one time, a long time ago, for a Ford meeting there when I was a Ford dealer. I like San Diego.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, were you a Ford dealer before?
I was a Ford dealer for 31 years. Yeah, I sold out about 2 years ago. I had that in my Volkswagen store, and I sold them both. And then I was going to retire. I've had this business for... about 12, 15 years, and then I kind of just got right back into it and went, this is stupid. I'm too, you know, way too young to sit around and don't like golf, and I'm too old to rodeo anymore, so I might as well go back to work. So here I am.
Yeah, I mean, if you do like half day or whatever, it's still good.
Well, I can if I want to, and if not, I have three wonderful children that are all spoiled rotten, and all of them have jobs, thank goodness. But I don't have one cotton-picking grandkid, and I'm 62 years old, and I went, really? So what's the problem here?
How old are your kids?
9 and 32, so they're in that age. Well, whatever. And I went, really? Y'all need to, like, you know, one of these would be fine for me. So.
Well, yeah, my parents are saying the same thing, too, but, I mean, I'm not ready yet, you know. I'm 26.
I know, it's y'all's generation for some reason. It's just, you know, there's no... You know, I know a lot of kids their age. They're just not ready to get married and have kids and stuff. They're just not, you know. Nothing wrong with it. But my generation goes, well, what the heck are you waiting on? What's the deal? So, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess it works out since we live longer now.
Yeah, I think so. But you also have to work longer.
True.
I'm trying to understand my kids. I went, hey, you're going to have to work longer too, you know.
Yeah. Well, social pressures and stuff.
And all that kind of good stuff. And I said, well, do the same thing you do. I said, no. You have to earn your stuff. I'm not giving you nothing.
Yeah.
No one gave me nothing. So, anyway, I'll help you.
Are they also in the same industry or totally
different? No, my son is. My son, it's the biggest reason I was looking at a working capital is I'm opening up my third location, which is his location.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I said, look, you know, we really need one here, and you know, I'm get you down there and make sure it's what you want to do, and he has. So we found a location and leased a building, put it together. I said, well, we're going to get some working capital, dude. You know, it's going to be a big deal, and we've worked on it on and off, as you know, for several months. So I don't see anything in a big rush. So
I'm sure the storm and everything kind of
the storm just kicked our butts. It was kind of a blessing in disguise, really, if we're going to have one. It, you know, I want to get him with the good weather, so we should be open in, you know, more than about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll have everything ready and, you know, doing it right and now, hopefully, that we're out of the storms, and this is, instead of April showers, we've had May showers and big floods.
Yeah.
Although we're getting a heck of a rain up around Conroe, Houston right now. My call me. Good Lord, he was laughing at me not too long ago. I said, see what happens? Good Lord's getting you. You shouldn't have been laughing at me. Yeah, you were.
Well, you should donate some of that rain over here. We're dry over here.
Yeah. I don't know what I was watching, but y'all still are kind of technically a drought. They were talking about how the water rationing and all that, and I went, really? You would think California, of all places in the world, would get tons of rain, but it does not.
Yeah, we don't. We're by the coast, but there's just no rain. I mean, I guess generally, like, in the middle of California, it's just so dry. You know, they have, like, Death Valley, and it's just really hot, too, the inland. Good thing is I'm by the coast, so it's okay, but,
you know,
I mean,
I went to the Hearst Castle years ago, about 12, 14 years ago, and I was so disappointed how dry it was. You know, read about it all my life. We used to go to Pebble Beach about every 3 years.
I love that place.
And we did, too, and we'd make the drive, you know, all the way down Highway 1, which scared me to death and all that kind of good stuff. You cannot drink wine and drive that road. That's what disappointed me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Somebody has to drive. But beautiful drive, but I was just was there a couple of years ago doing the same deal before I got out of the Ford business, our last big hurrah. And it was so dry, it was scary. You know, and my goodness, Hearst Castle, I don't know if you've been there or not, but it's fabulous, but everything's burned up. You know, no rain. Y'all need to go
there's
to
just no grass. You know,
there's nothing. Yeah, you're right. But Pebble is, oh my God, it's just, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to, I moved down to San Diego a little over half a year, like 8 months now, I guess. Before that, I was living in San Francisco, and I would always go down to, like, Monterey and stuff like that. So, I definitely love that place.
San Francisco was really, really cool. We rented a kind of a party boat one time, the Ford dealers did, and we went out and went under the Golden Gate Bridge, and we were, you know, drinking some wine and all that kind of good stuff, and then went to see Phantom of the Opera part of it there in San Francisco, and I was going, wow, it was such a wonderful time. It really, really was. It was colder out there than I thought, and this was in June or whatever. I went, wow, I need a cotton picking jacket, but it's beautiful there. Lots of folks, though. Lots of folks.
It's a lot of traffic, yes.
Oh, it's insane traffic. I was glad we had the, you know, people that drove us around. What kind of rating stuff we got on this thing, y'all? If we're who we say we are.
Sure. So I forget. What did you say your sales were like for the two location combined?
We do about $9 million between
nine
the two.
Million. Okay.
Yeah, that's not counting the third one going.
That's
like
pretty
that.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I think it's all right for the type of industry it's in. We'll increase that. This other location's in Beaumont, which will be a little bigger than our other two stores.
Okay.
We should everything looks like it's going to grow this year. Last year we grew a little bit, but it's kind of flat. But, you know, I'd be lying to somebody if I said, you know, we're optimistic, but we need to get rid of this rain. And, of course, with all this stuff comes lots of... Nobody can really get anything in the ground right now. Every time they do, they have to replant. So we probably sell, I don't know, 300 tractors a year, which is unheard of in the industry. But I'm an old car dealer, so we know how to move some of that stuff.
Okay. And then the other location is also going to be used car sale and tractors and trailers?
Yeah, it's going to be the very, very same deal, just in Beaumont.
Okay.
I'm in Buna. On a map, it's up here, but Buna is the big, if we had a Metroplex, which is nothing compared to what you're living in, but that's kind of in between the deal.
I know that receptionist, I forgot her name, really nice lady, though. She said it's
Roxanne.
About, like, 45, yeah, probably a 45-minute drive between the two locations, something like that.
Yeah.
What about
the
this one? How
we'll
far
have
is
right
it?
There is it's about 50 miles the other way, but...
Wow.
The thing we like so much about that is we're getting off into that rental business. And this industry around Port Arthur, Beaumont is just plants everywhere. And nobody really rents tractors. You know, Hertz or all them do all the forklifts and all that. So we think we can get in the rental tractor business there and do fairly well on these short term, you know, 3 to 5 days when people run out to their places. So we see a little bit of opportunity there also. Plus, people just won't drive. You know, they're going to drive 50 miles up from Beaumont, you know, to buy a cotton picking tractor.
Yeah.
I never believed that, and we've been here. I think I bought this in 94, and I think. anyway, we've owned it a long, long time, so I've mm-hmm. noticed that, you know, it just comes up and down. But anyway, it's something we're looking at, and we've made a decision. We leased the building. Got a one-year lease, a five-year option. It was a very successful used car lot for everywhere on the main highway, what we call Highway 96 and a little place called Finette Road. So that's, we got the traffic count, and we just think it's kind of a good move. And if it's not, the thing I like about it, which is kind of my nature, but if it doesn't look like it's going to work, you got 1 year to get in and get out. All the inventory would go with it in parts, so all would be out. A little remodeling, which we spent, we probably spend, $45,000, $50,000. Probably 60 time we count all the computers and all the rest of the stuff that goes with it. No one tends to, you know, count. But if we did that, we could move all of it to other stores. So I really... And I'm not trying to pitch you. I'm just telling you my things I'm trying to do.
Oh, yeah,
but,
sure.
You know, I think the minimal risk on this thing is we would take all of our inventory, grab all of our parts and stuff, and put it in the other two stores, and everybody could walk away. And you know, the money would be out. It's probably real money. It's about that $5,000 we're going to use on the... you know, sign right there. So I like what I see, but I don't like to ever go in and be. It needs $250,000, $300,000 with something we on a 5 year payback for one or two, or if we hit a good deal, want to pay it back to him. We're not going to do anything daily and do all that kind of good stuff. And if I've never had a chance to really visit with you, we're going to do a 5 year term on it, and we want some options to pay this thing back.
For sure.
If we get, you know, really hustled up on it. So I wanted you to kind of work something up with that. And I want to go over the numbers and rates. And then I feel certain that I get approved on it. But I want to make sure it's something I'm comfortable with. And then
As long as the deal is good, you know.
Yeah, if the deal is good, then I'll say, okay, here's all my stuff. Here's our info. But I went to Fort Business in 1992 in Winnie, Texas. And, you know, we use credit cards and things to buy parts and stuff with. We have a Napa Auto Parts. I mean, we just have lots of things that we do. And you know, we have a soft month this month because of the rain, but, you know, it doesn't.
So
didn't,
how much?
We didn't lose it.
Yeah.
They're just not going to buy right now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But
No problem.
Long day.
Yeah, that's okay. So how much do you think you'll need for your cash flow of the new location?
I think we need 250 or 300, no more.
200.
Either way. Yeah. Okay. 250,000, 300 will get us where we need to be start up and a little bit of startup cost. You need to buy a little furniture and signs and all that, somewhere around $50,000 that'll be, I'm sure, to buy the parts and all that there.
Okay.
I'm not going to drain stuff from the other deal. So, like I said, we want to do we'd like to do a 5 year term.
Okay.
You know, I don't make y'all make a little bit on me, but I won't get into this ridiculous stuff. I'm a finance major and a Ford dealer 30 some odd years, so it's just real short and sweet. And,
of course.
And if we can do it, great. If we can't, you know, but I want to know what everything is up front. You know, if you'll trust me on that, I'll say okay. And if not, well, I understand. But it's a leap of faith, but. You know, we've talked on and off forever, but now I'm just ready to... It took me a long time to get this cotton picking lease also. A friend of mine just wouldn't get out, and I went, get out. I need this building. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, his wife wanted to stay, so good for him.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can work it up, and then you can call back. Yeah, it's David Self, davidselfmotors.com.
Yeah,
that's my
got a little bit more info I need real quick. So you're mentioning some computers, some furniture, and stuff like that, right? How much of that falls into our equipment financing, which usually is a better deal than our unsecured capital. How much do you think is the equipment side of the 230?
Well, it's I tell you pretty quick what all that is. You know, our furniture, sales desk and chairs and all that's going to run around $15,000. Our servers and computers and everything on the desk is going to run $22,000, $23,000.
Okay.
Our sign is $5,000. We'll put approximately $10,000 worth of parts down there just a startup type thing. And
parts
we're gonna
auto parts or?
No, it's in tractor parts.
Oh, tractor parts, okay.
Yeah, this is a standalone sales surface rental tractor store.
Oh, okay, so it's tractor store only, not used car, too. Only
it will
tractor.
Be used cars also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just something we get on the side type thing. For the startup type thing, we have Mahindra has UTVs. They sell parts. I mean, it's everything. It's a Mahindra store.
Okay.
And then when I get it all done right there, then I'll slip in used cars and go on down the road. It's just another avenue
so
that we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are, and it'll take us, the state of Texas is going to make us get established in a building before they give us a car license. Mm-hmm. To do it. So we'll go in about 30 days after that and say, here it is, and we'll slap up a little sign and go on.
Mm, okay, okay. I see. Okay, okay. So you're just,
and the
main
the 9 million,
thing is
yeah, but the 9 million I do every year does not include cars now. That's tractor sales.
Oh, that's just only tractor sales. Oh, wow.
Well, now keep in mind that that's parts, service, tractors.
Right. Okay. Service makes a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, well, we do, and we're going to have service in that little area also. So we mm-hmm. have three full service areas. We have one in Windy, Texas, and then we have a full-blown shop up here. I just happen to have a Napa store up here in my unit. We can't, this, you know, down there. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of what we are and what we're doing.
Okay.
And like I said, when I see the numbers on it, then I'll I was a Ford dealer in 1992, worked for Ford Motor Company before that, so I've either mm-hmm. worked for Ford or was a Ford dealer, then I kind of got out. And so anyway, we don't,
okay.
but we do use cars now, and we
okay.
kind of like that. But main
yeah.
deal is tractors. It's just a very...
lucrative area.
For me, it is. I mean, it's there's nothing sexy about it. I don't mean that vulgar. I just mean it's just plain get in and go to work. Car business now, you could, it's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but
I have a lot of people.
I don't like the way Ford's
cars.
Going. I went, good God, you know, it's too much corporate Sonic, CarMax, and all that. I went, really? What happened to your good old country boys that, you know, or your dealers? But, you know,
mm-hmm.
life has changed.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, that's okay. kind of my autobiography, and cool. kind of look at it and see. And I won't waste your time at all. I'll look at it and say no or yes, and then you
yeah.
can...
Of
come back in and say no or yes with me, so I'm fair enough
sure.
about it.
Sure. So for your service area, are you also going to buy a whole bunch of you're going to have to buy a whole bunch of, like, diagnostic equipment and stuff like that, too,
well, probably
right?
not on track. We'll probably share it. And then diagnostic equipment on that jaw is something you hold, a handheld type thing. They plug into the tractor
oh,
and gives
okay.
you a readout.
And it's spit
so
out
you,
of the
you don't have front end alignments and tire machines like you do in the automobile business. The tractors are relatively simple, but if they're broken,
okay.
that type of thing. Now, you uh-huh. do a lot of service work on them, a lot of, you know, oil changes and that, but tractors are, again, relatively simple. We
sounds
stay the hay baling equipment and all that kind of good stuff comes up to the big stores.
Uh-huh.
You know, they tear those things up regularly, but this one will be coming in. But
yeah.
Our rentals will pretty much, from what I'm seeing there,
uh-huh.
we'll generate enough income there to pay for all of our fixed costs on just the rental equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited about that. And sales, as they say in Louisiana, will be the lagniappe. So if we get fixed costs of that, we'll kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know rental business make a lot of money. Actually, worked at Enterprise for a couple of years, so know how much money you can make off of those things.
Oh, my
and then
God.
And you can resell it afterwards.
Well, that's what we're doing with this. What we do is we get Mahindra Finance,
uh-huh.
who's my floor plan line. They'll come in and they'll give you 6 months rental on it. You pay like a 2% curtailment on them during that time.
Yeah,
and then they Yeah, that's right. They'll refloor it, put it back on your new line so you have something that's semi-used to sell. And I went, oh, my God, how lucrative will this be?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so we charge, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood around $200 a day just for a tractor and one implement.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we do a 3-day minimum. So you get, you know, even if you start small and get, you know,
yeah.
10 to 20 tractors out, do the math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good Lord.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
anyway, that's a game plan. And
yeah.
I've been in the rental car business off and on my Ford store.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Well, we were, yeah. We always rented cars. We went, wow. That was it's just some good money. Look at Enterprise.
Yeah, I know. I was a manager there. It's crazy.
Well, then,
so much money.
Then I'm going to just sell them, and then if you don't want to buy them, if they want to come in and rent one, that's my deal. You know, I need one for the weekend. Well, rent
yeah.
one. Here you go.
Yeah, or if Enterprise don't want to sell the car themselves, we just sell it to CarMax.
Sure.
Then, you know, same thing.
So you're the one that ruined my business. I get it. Okay.
CarMax. Not anymore. In the past.
I know, but I just see, we get to put it in our used car. It's just a good way to sell. Everybody's looking for some used. You can take your rental stuff and go over there. Turn your inventory.
Yeah.
Think about this. I mean, if we do it, mm-hmm. you know, every 6 years, you're going to turn, I mean, 6 months, you turn it twice. If you get it on an odd month type thing, you turn inventory 4 times a year. And I went, okay, now we're talking about it. So,
yeah.
Same
okay.
thing as Enterprise, simpler model.
Yeah. Okay, so just to... just wrap this all up, I guess you can say. So the equipment side, the sign, service area, furniture, blah, 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 that's like about a little under 75-ish, and then the remainder 100 to 200 just to buy inventory, which is like your tractors and stuff, right? And also other like renovations just to, you know.
Yeah, I spent some money on renovations, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean,
cool.
But, you know, like I said, this is not going to be, we don't own the property, you know, and we have this stuff floored and stuff, but that's in real, you know, in real turkey terms, that's what it's going to take. So you're going to spend a little bit on that stuff, and you're going to have a little capital going into it, you know, jump out there and go. So that's the game plan.
Okay.
And that's, I know I'm talking kind of fast, but I forgot to
no,
see
no
it was
worries.
Late in the day, but I'm just laying out, that's my business plan.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you know, the inventory's coming. We just we need to go through it, and you know we're gonna. It's gonna look like a line of credit, but actually this is what it's gonna be for. So I mean, there you have it.
Yeah. Okay.
But if we're to get along, you have to know what I know, and then just you know, it's just a yes or no. So it's
yeah,
kind of one of
yeah.
the deals.
Exactly. And then have you looked anywhere else for some financing for this?
No, I haven't done anything yet. I'm giving you a courtesy call back.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
No, I don't have any daily loans. I don't have any of that crap. I mean, you know, I have the normal stuff I have. Nope. No, I don't have any of that type of thing. And, you know, there's always conventional banks, I understand. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a time deal, but it always aggravates me with banks. I should be able to walk in and do this and have it done no more than about 10 days. I mean, here it is. Here's the stuff. Here's the plan. I'm ready to go to work. What in God's name takes all this time? It's all the regulations.
Yeah.
It's all the craziness.
A lot of stipulations and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see. But
yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Cool. So I'll go ahead. I'll send over the application over to you. I think I sent it once, but I'll just send it again just in case.
No, I have it. I have it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But what I want to see before I start doing all this, I just just a little bit of effort from you. Just give me a couple of scenarios, you know, that I can look at and make sure we're hurting our budget.
Mm-hmm.
To say, you know, 250 is this, 300 is this, this is the term, this is approximately what it'd be.
Yeah, well, because I, you know, since you've been in the car, you know, dealership business, you know that I won't be able to give you, like, real terms until, like, I, you know, see the credit and stuff like that.
I want a roundabout.
Okay. Do you think you can
Fair
send
enough.
Over, yeah, sounds good. Do you think you can send over just the bank statements? And
I think I can give you anything you want once you get it to me. I mean, I just don't want to go through all this and jump up and say, oh, by the way, we're going to hit you with, you know, 12, 15%, blah, blah, blah. I just want to waste anybody's time. You know, I'm just looking for a roundabout deal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's all. I'm just, you know, going, okay.
Yeah.
You can get close enough that I can say I can do it, and then you can say, you know, if I could, would you? And nothing's in writing, and nothing holds anybody anything to it, but I don't want to waste your time, and I know you don't want to waste mine.
Okay. Do you know what your credit score is?
No, I don't. On the business, I sure don't.
Okay. Let's see here.
But, hey, I've been in this business 30-some-odd years. It's got to be pretty good to do what I'm doing. And you can put me in the middle of the road, and then if I jump up and I want to argue with you, which will be polite, I'll say, no, I think I can do better with this. You can do that. I don't know what kind of term and amortization you're doing. I don't know what kind of deal you're doing, but just give me a roundabout, and I can get close.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I know what you're saying. It's just that, you know, without seeing, you know, more business details.
Well, send me an app. I just don't like people pulling credit and all that crap. For, you know, that's...
We only do... It's a soft pull. It's only from Experian. We don't do all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
I might do that.
Yeah. At the end of it, the loan's not even going to be on your credit. We just take a look at it and make sure you don't got any crazy tax lien on you or, you know, foreclosures
okay.
or whatever it is, you know.
I've never had any foreclosures. I've never had any bankruptcies. I have no tax liens on me. I mean, I've been, you know, you can, and you'll start to see the pattern if you pull anything up on me. Ford dealer since 92, blah, blah, blah. And I own two Ford stores and a Volkswagen deal at one time. So, and we had a, you know, major disaster thing hit me in 100 years ago when we had a direct Category 5 hurricane hit us in 05. So, it took a long time to get over that, but I don't have anything derogatory at all. Nothing.
Yeah.
But anyway, send me it and I'll fill it out and see.
All right, sounds good. I'll send it over again. And then when would be like a good time for me just to follow up with you? Or do you want
probably
to
after Memorial Day. I mean, today, what's today, Thursday?
Today is Thursday, yes.
We might, I don't know, maybe Roxanne can get it filled out tomorrow type thing.
Okay.
I mean, maybe she can kind of do that. And then, of course, Monday's a holiday type, you know, but...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just hadn't been ready to do anything yet. Well, we got a bad connection here, Joe. I just wasn't ready to do anything. Now I am, and so we're just gonna go from there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sounds good. I guess I'll look out for it tomorrow. If not, I'll call you Tuesday. Check in.
That'd be fine. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, David. Bye.